welcome back to Relentless and happy spring. Thank you for listening to the previous episodes and thank you for participating in my poll on Instagram. Please follow me and join the conversation. You can submit topics and questions you want me to cover in future episodes. The link is in the description. Also, I have a very important announcement. I'm going to start rolling out my newsletter called Sunday Stories, where I'll share ideas, principles, and stories to help you shape your own. I'll also be sharing what I'm reading, interviews that have inspired me that may be helpful for you too, things I'm pondering, introduce you to incredible people doing incredible things, life lessons I've stumbled upon during my Sunday adventures, and everything else that can help you nourish your mind, body, and soul and help you live your best life. I'm so excited to see what comes out of it. So if you want to take the journey with me, please subscribe to my newsletter, Sunday Stories, at giannafaraganan.com/newsletter. I will also link it in the description. Okay, spring has sprung. Oh, yes, it has. I love this time of the year. The flowers are starting to bloom and the temperature is starting to warm up. Can you feel the love tonight? I'm just kidding. Can you feel the changes happening around you? I know I can. I look forward to the changing of the seasons. I look forward to the first day of every season because it marks the beginning of something new. And anything new is exciting. The first day of a new season is a great time to leave it all behind and start anew. Start fresh. Start from scratch. Begin again. And in honor of a new season, our topic today is change. How to abandon fear and embrace change. How to have courage in transitions. And how to cultivate an unwavering faith that all shall be well. For most people, change is uncomfortable, terrifying even, but fear not. All shall be well, my love. All shall be well. I encourage you to approach change like you would a challenge. You want to run to trouble. Embrace the change that is happening. Deal with it head on. When something changes, it means you're about to step into something greater. And yes, you might be entering uncharted territories, but know that you've done it before and you'll do it again. You've moved mountains before and you can move mountains again. I've been through so many challenges in my life, as I'm sure you have as well, that nothing scares me anymore. Now I know this is just how life goes. It ebbs and flows. Things are always changing just as fast as they stay the same. The key to thriving in transitions is not to focus on what was, but to focus on what is and what will be. And what will be is up to you. Change is God's way of telling you you're ready. You've accomplished what you needed to accomplish. Well done, I imagine him saying. You've maxed out your role and you're ready for a new one. So congrats on your promotion. Change means that there are new experiences to be had, new lands to explore, new connections to be made, and new lessons to be learned. This is exciting, so get excited. You are about to meet the next version of yourself. People find change to be difficult because they can't get past the discomfort of the present and the ambiguity of the future. But this moment, right now, is the perfect opportunity to shift gears and redirect your sail to wherever you want to go. So take this time to gain control of your life. Where do you want to go from here? What new experiences do you want to have? What kind of people do you want to meet in your travels? Who do you want to become? As you journey further, know that there will be storms. And when you are caught in the midst of a storm, there are two things you need to do. One, stay present. Don't close your eyes and hide. Don't retreat. Control what you can. Make moves to save yourself. That is your responsibility. Two, keep your faith strong. Know that there's divine power who's got your back, guiding you, supporting you, providing for you. One of the biggest changes in my life happened when a long-term relationship ended. I hadn't expected it, nor was it what I had envisioned, but I accepted it wholeheartedly. There were no regrets and no resentments. It had fulfilled its purpose in my life, and I was ready for something new. I was ready for a change. And my goodness, did the universe deliver? Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did. And it continues to do so. When you're courageous and faithful, life will give you magical experiences beyond your wildest dreams. Life opens up. One of my favorite quotes is, "Fortune favors the bold, the brave, and the beautiful." Fortune favors the bold, the brave, and the beautiful. I love that. Good things happen to people who are bold and brave in their decisions and who, despite getting caught in a storm, choose to be soft, gentle, and kind. So from this day forward, think of change as making room for the new. Embrace uncertainty. Throw yourself into the unknown, because the unknown means that anything is possible. Change means you're shedding your old skin and regenerating a new one. The underlying parts of you are being brought to the surface, parts of yourself that you didn't know existed. Again, this is all super exciting stuff. I am going through a transition as well. It's all very exciting. I don't have all the details yet, but I know I'm almost on the other side. And when all is said and done, I'll share a bit of it with you. So stay tuned. And I think I already know the lesson here. And the lesson here is patience, persistence, perseverance, and belief. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I know I'm almost there. All right, my loves, that's all I have for you today, but let me leave you with a few things. One, doing this podcast has been super fun. Thank you for listening and downloading the episodes. It warms my heart. It's such an honor that you are loving the episodes and downloading them. So thank you, thank you, thank you so, 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 so much. I plan on making it a video podcast in the future, so please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll link it below. If you look up my name, it should pop up. And two, if you want love letters from me, please subscribe to my newsletter, Sunday Stories. Again, it's at giannafaraganan.com/newsletter. Alrighty, until next time, make it a great day. Goodbye.